Blackstone Audio presents West of Kabul, East of New York by Tamim Ansari. For my children, Jessamine and Alina. Prologue. For many long years, my siblings and I thought we were the only Afghans in America. When I introduced myself to people, they'd say, "Interesting name, where are you from?" When I said Afghanistan, I could feel myself changing, not unpleasantly, into a curiosity. Few knew where Afghanistan was, and some were amazed to learn it existed at all. Once, in a college gym class, a coach found my free-throw shooting form humorous. "Where have you been all your life?" he guffawed. "Afghanistan?" When I said yes, he was taken aback. He thought Afghanistan was just an expression like Ultima Thule, meaning off the map. The Soviet invasion put Afghanistan on the map, but it didn't last. By the summer of 2001, a new acquaintance could say to me, "Afghanistan, huh? I never would have guessed you're from Africa." That all changed on September 11, 2001. Suddenly, everywhere I went, strangers were talking about Kandahar and Kunduz and Mazar-e-Sharif. On September 12, the abrupt notoriety of Afghanistan triggered a volcanic moment in my own small life. I was driving around San Francisco that day listening to talk radio. My mind was chattering to itself about errands and deadlines, generating mental static to screen me off from my underlying emotions, the turmoil and dread. On the radio, a woman caller was making a tearful, ineffective case against going to war over the terrorist attacks in New York and Washington. The talk show host derided her. A man called in to say that the enemy was not just Afghanistan, but people like that.